Hi, morning, Rachel.
Morning.
Oh, actually, did you know it's afternoon? That's how on the ball I am. Okay, today even, we thought we would cover off the subject of wives, stroke partners, forgiving their cheating other halves too quickly, possibly, ? And this is really following on the back of the story that's appeared over the weekend in the papers to do with John and Tony Terry's predicaments. Apparently the paper seemed to think that Tony Terry, being pictured smiling arriving back at Heathrow after their break in Dubai, is inappropriate. So we thought this was an interesting topic. You know, how quickly should you be seen to forgive your cheating other half? So I mean, what are your thoughts on this, Rachel? It's an interesting one.
Yeah, I find really strange about it, especially the John Terry thing, is that the insinuation that the wife should never smile again, you know, that she should be walking around
sackcloth and ashes.
Yeah, when he's in the wrong, he's been, as I said on Twitter before, dipping his nib in someone else's ink, not her. So why should she be walking around? You know, exactly. I'd be smiling, to be honest, because I'd be thinking about coming back and taking him to court. So,
yes.
But no,
cutting his Ferrari in half.
Yeah, if you're going to forgive someone, you have to forgive them, don't you? You can't keep going on and on about it, and because otherwise it's just no point. You're never going to get over it. I think if you've decided to forgive someone, then you need to forgive them, stop and move on. Mm. But I don't think you can really put a time on it, can you? I mean,
no. I don't think you can put a time on it. I mean, it's for me the thing here is, you know, there's a choice. It's a very stark choice that you're faced with, aren't you? If you find out your partner's cheating, you either choose to turn on your heel and walk away, or you forgive them.
Yeah, and, I mean, the thing is, she's been publicly humiliated. I think a lot of us, when it happens to us, we might be humiliated in front of our friends, but that's a bit different from having your face splashed all over.
She has. But, you know, I mean, this thing of humiliation, it's an interesting one, isn't it? I mean, you would assume, and we don't know, obviously, that, you know, she's fairly blameless in this. I mean, she's a good-looking girl. He's chosen to marry her, so, you know, clearly he's been very attracted to her, or has been in the past and presumably still is. So why should she feel humiliated? You know, he's the one that's acted like a total...
Yeah, but
censor.
That's the thing. I would feel humiliated, personally, I think it's more the fact that your husband's going out. And like you said, she is a good-looking woman. And obviously he's been, the one he's been sleeping with, I suppose, isn't too bad. But it is a humiliation thing. I think that's the only reason that I wouldn't be running around smiling and jumping about with joy.
Yeah, but do you not think she's scored, or she's actually got plenty of credits now in the bank with you to actually get him to do and behave exactly as she wants him?
Do you think he will, though? I mean, look at Ashley and Cheryl. I mean, they're in the papers today that he's been sleeping around again.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously he didn't learn his lesson the first time. The problem with these men is that they don't understand that they're going to get caught. They're not clever about it.
They're stupid.
Yeah, they are stupid. They throw everything away for nothing, for just a little fling. And that is the worst bit about it, that they don't think about the getting caught part. They think they're going to get away with it. And
yeah, you do have to actually question the intelligence of Ashley Cole, who's reputedly text or MMS'd a picture of himself in his underpants to a woman. Now, how stupid, can you get? You know, I mean, I was giggling over this over the weekend, actually, with Justin. And, you know, I mean, it's a sad story. I feel quite sorry for Cheryl Cole, but it just does.
Yeah, I do love how Cheryl Cole's going to be singing through her pain tonight, though. So
I love Cheryl Cole. Cheryl, we love you. We're behind you. Just ditch him.
It's us that's going to be suffering the pain if she starts actually singing, isn't it? Not her.
Yeah, well, you know, she her lack of talent is more than made up for by her sweetness as the nation's sweetheart. Anyway, we're coming up to 5 minutes again. So do you want to say goodbye, Rachel?
Bye.
Bye.